Okay, so we are here with a couple of incoming high school seniors for next year. And we've talked from time to time with a few different seniors about senior projects and always some great things that these young people are doing in the community. And this is yet another one of those great projects that is a community awareness type project. And I love that these two young ladies, there's actually three involved, but two with us today. So first of all, I'm going to let you guys introduce yourselves to the listeners. So if you'll just scoot right on up there to the mic and introduce yourself, tell us who you are, and maybe what made you want to get involved. And then tell us the third person that's going to be with you, because she can't be here with the interview. But tell us who else is involved with you. So
I'm Darcy Hansen, and I suppose the reason I wanted to do this was because it kind of felt like it called out to me, and also because there was a man who approached me and just kind of asked me what I was doing for my senior project, and that was Candy's husband, and so I just decided to do this.
All right, great. And, go ahead and introduce yourself.
I'm Bethany Parkinson, and I decided to do this because Darcy asked me what I'm doing, and I didn't have anything going on, so I decided to do this.
Okay, great. And who is the third person that's helping you guys?
The third person is Gracie Hardcastle, and unfortunately she can't be here today, but she was really interested in this. For personal reasons.
All right. So what we're talking about is the Bear Lake Suicide Awareness Walk. And this is an annual event, and different people have taken this up. And this is the seventh annual, right? Seventh year that they've been doing this here in the Bear Lake Valley. And so, girls, tell us, when is this happening? And a little bit about where they need to meet and what time and those kinds of things. So, Bethany, do you want to tell us, when is this happening?
It's happening Saturday, June 22nd this year.
Okay. And, Darcy, tell us, what time are they meeting and where do they meet, and kind of what do they need to do to participate if they're interested?
So, we're meeting at 9 o'clock at Gunderson's parking lot, where we'll have a speaker and our bead ceremony. And basically, this is just to raise awareness for suicide in our own community.
All right. And in the past few years, it is something, it's not something new to our area, but wow, especially right around COVID time and right before and during COVID, it was something that kind of became a little bit of an epidemic, it felt like, here, besides the epidemic that we had going on. And I was amazed at how the community kind of rallied around each other, and all kinds of things were happening to try to just help each other and buoy each other up as far as lifting each other's spirits. And this is just another way to not only raise awareness, but I think to help each other, to lift each other. So tell us, they always started off with a guest speaker. Who is this year's guest speaker?
The speaker for this year is from Bear Lake Memorial Hospital, and that would be Dr. Houston Reynolds.
Okay, and he'll be speaking, I'm sure, about suicide awareness and some things probably to watch for, and as well as I've attended one of these once in the past, as well as how to get help if you're needing help and where to go. If they want to be involved, if they want to participate in this, what do they need to do? Bethany, can you tell us a little bit about that? Do they need to sign up, or can they just show up that day, or kind of what's expected?
You can just show up.
Okay, and what time do they need to be there?
It starts at 9 o'clock in the morning.
Okay, so 9 o'clock. Is there any charge associated with it?
No.
Okay, so just come and show up. It is a walk slash run. Are they required to walk if they show up? Can they just come to the meeting and the bead ceremony if they're not allowed to walk, or can't, not able to walk is what I should say?
Yes.
Yeah, okay, great. So if you're not able to walk but you still want to be a participant, you can just show up and listen to the speaker and be a part of the bead ceremony and participate and be part of the group. And then if you want to walk, you're welcome to do that. Where are you walking to is the question.
So we're walking from the parking lot to around the overpass, and then we will meet back up at the parking lot.
Okay, and it, how far is that? Do we know?
We've calculated it, and it's roughly 1.5 miles.
Okay, so wear your good walking shoes. Unless you've got really good sandals that you feel comfortable walking in, wear your good walking shoes, because it is supposed to be warm on Saturday. So bring your water and participate. What a great, this is a great cause. I think everybody would agree that this is something that we can all come together on, and something that we would like to definitely be, make others more aware of, as well as ourselves. Everybody, I think, from time to time struggles with mental health issues. I know that that's something that I've personally had issues with in the past, and I think everybody does. We have moments of self-doubt and sadness and depression and loneliness. I think everyone feels that at times, and so this is important. This is an important subject for all of us to learn more about, and to maybe the signs and things to look for in others as well. And then, as always, they always include the National Suicide Prevention Hotline number. Do you guys want to give a shout out of that phone number if anyone needs to or would like to get a hold of, or if you're experiencing any of these issues and you need somebody to talk to? There is a national hotline number. Do you want to give a shout out with that number?
The number is 1-800-273-8255.
All right. So, of course, an important important topic and an important thing, and you girls have chosen a fantastic senior project. Okay, so again, this Saturday, June 22nd, 9 a.m., and it's all happening at the Gunderson parking lot. At least that's where it's going to start. Again, Dr. Houston Reynolds will be the guest speaker, and he'll kind of kick things off. And then you're all going to go for a walk, 1.5 miles. And a special thanks to these young ladies again. Darcy Hansen, Bethany Parkinson, and Gracie Hardcastle for their hard work and this senior project. Get out and support the girls, but more importantly, support each other as a community and this fantastic project that they've put together. And just lift each other. I think that's the most important thing. All right. Anything else we want to pass along? I think you talked about, tell them one more time about the rocks. You said there will be some things they can pick up along the way.
Yes, there will be a lot of rocks. More accurately, probably over 500.
Wow.
So you don't have to be shy if you just take one. And again, you can just take whatever stands out to you.
Right. So these are painted rocks, inspirational messages, and over 500. That's amazing. So pick them up, take them home, put them in your pocket. If it's something that says something, speaks to you. And then maybe along the way, you might meet somebody that it, you know what, they need the rock and you can pass it along. Who knows? So thanks, girls, for being here today, for sharing your message, for putting together this great project, and good luck. We'll see you on Saturday.